There's a notable absence at the UN's annual climate conference in Brazil this week. While representatives from around the globe attend, the Trump administration isn't sending any high-level U.S. officials. Meanwhile, states like New Jersey have some ambitious climate goals. The Garden State wants to cut greenhouse gas emissions in half by the end of the decade. One strategy focuses on how the state's lands can be used to help absorb carbon emissions. However, researchers are still working to figure out the balance between how much the state's forests emit and how much they absorb. From the WHYY Climate Desk, Susan Phillips traveled deep into the Pinelands with researchers looking for answers.
On a cool day in October, before any leaves have turned color, three researchers leave the paved roads behind, pass by cranberry bogs, and head into the Pine Barrens on a sandy, pitted road.
It's all old cranberry bogs back there that are, they're still pretty open, but they're starting to grow back in.
Led by Rowan University professor Charles Schutte, the team is on their way to an Atlantic white cedar swamp.
Yeah, so this is our cedar swamp. This is actually the same swamp that we'll walk into. We're just gonna go further down. So again, we'll keep driving up to the next intersection and then turn right.
Outside the truck, the researchers start unloading the PVC piping, augers, and buckets they need to conduct the experiments.
We're on the edge of the Penn State Forest in the Pine Barrens in New Jersey, and very shortly we'll walk through the edge of the pine forest, down a slope, and into an Atlantic white cedar swamp.
The swamp lies about 50 yards beyond the road.
And you've got those buckets. Yeah, I think we're in good shape.
Bushwhacking through blueberry thickets down an incline, the sandy soil starts to turn into a soggy mud covered in moss. It's as if we're walking on a mattress.
And now we're probably just getting into the edge of the wetland soil here. You can feel it gets a little squishier.
Leaving behind the pitch pine trees with their long, tufted needles and irregular branches, we arrive in a hushed forest. The brownish-red bark of the Atlantic white cedar stretching straight up about 80 feet tall, form a cathedral-like canopy above the ground, filtering the sunlight. It's about 10 degrees cooler here than by the road.
Just a little more to the right, but not a lot, I think.
A hallmark species of the Pine Barrens, the Atlantic white cedars are straight and resistant to rot, which has made it perfect for building materials.
We do have a few flags out here.
The state is working to restore its Atlantic white cedar forests, which in many places have been replaced by deciduous trees like maples and sweet gum. So Schutte wonders, will restoring the Atlantic white cedars be better for the climate than the deciduous trees they would replace? To figure this out, Schutte wants to know if the amount of carbon the swamp's trees absorb through photosynthesis, some of which gets buried in soggy soil, is more, less, or equal to the amount of greenhouse gas emissions that escape naturally. Today, he's getting ready to measure methane, a potent greenhouse gas.
In some of these wetlands where we're working, it might be that there'll be more methane emitted than carbon buried. So the ecosystem is having a warming effect on the atmosphere. But again, that's natural. That ecosystem's been here. It's been doing that for a long time.
Using an auger, a hand tool used for drilling a hole, Schutte starts to dig, pulling up cylinders of muck. It's dark brown and thick with fibers.
Like there, that's a piece of cedar bark. We'll dig a hole that's 3 feet deep and we'll pull up like a thick piece of cedar bark that looks just like it came off the tree, but it's probably been there for centuries. That's carbon.
And this is where all that carbon is stored, in 5 feet of muck beneath our feet. The decay is slow, if at all, in part because the cedar doesn't decompose quickly, but also because there's no oxygen in this soil. So the organisms that typically decompose organic material aren't here. Instead, Schutte says other organisms are here that produce methane. Methane is important to measure because it actually traps more heat in the atmosphere than carbon dioxide and can contribute more to global warming.
So there's a lot of methane in the soil beneath us. Some of that can slowly work its way up and make its way directly into the atmosphere. Some of that will work its way up actually through the tree stems and it'll kind of come out the side of the tree trunk. and into the air that way. Some of it will stay dissolved in the groundwater and flow underneath our feet out towards that creek down there.
Schutte will measure all of those escape routes and compare results to other forests.
But if the cedar trees have a lower warming effect than the deciduous trees that used to be there that they're replacing, that act of replacing the deciduous trees with cedar trees can have a cooling effect on the atmosphere. And that's important because that's one of the things we're trying to do right now is have a cooling effect.
Well, if we have greenhouse gas reduction goals, we really want to know what is our land already doing for us. If we want to hit certain targets, we need to know what we already have.
Josh Moody is a wetland ecologist with the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, one of several partners in this research project that includes other state agencies, the Department of Agriculture, and a nonprofit.
Looking at greenhouse gas mitigation is a big deal in New Jersey, and we're spending a lot of time trying to understand what the environment is doing on its own, because that's going to help inform us of what we need to do as people in the state.
Moody and Schutte want people to know just how much time it takes to do this kind of research. For example, Schutte says it took them 2 years of planning and site visits to settle on this particular spot.
But taking all of these pieces and putting them together to try to build this balance, to make this kind of complete equation, is something that doesn't happen very often. It takes more effort. It's harder to do.
For Moody, it's important that if the state is going to invest in this work, they get it right.
We just want to be sure that the projects are storing the carbon that we think they are. And so this offsetting is a really important component to understand so we can spend tax money wisely and for things that will do what we think they'll do.
A lot is at stake here. New Jersey is already battling climate impacts. Forest fire season is longer, shorelines are more vulnerable to sea level rise and flooding, and longer heat waves make more people sick. But Schutte says when it comes to climate change, he worries time is running out.
A lot of things I'm trying to measure, I'd like to be able to predict how the ecosystem will change, how it will respond to climate change or sea level rise or something like that. It's hard to study because the environment's changing so fast that you can't keep up with it.
At some point, we're going to have to start living different, you know, and the question is, will we? I don't know.
And that's not a question science can answer. For the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.